Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of this show. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. And again, new theme music to honor our featured composer. Last week, we discussed some of Antonio Vivaldi's sacred music. We'll continue with that topic this week and hear his virtuoso motet, Longa Male Ombre Terroris, and excerpts from his oratorio, Judita Triumphans. Longa Male Ombre Terroris may have been composed for the Vesper service for the Feast of San Lorenzo, an important holiday in Venice when persons of rank and foreign dignitaries would attend this particularly long service. It's entirely logical and keeping within his nature for Vivaldi to have seized this opportunity to write a particularly virtuosic motet. We don't know who the original alto soloist was. It may have been a young woman from the Ospedale, a professional opera singer, a countertenor, or maybe even a castrato. What we have is an extremely flamboyant, virtuosic piece of music that's nonetheless laden with pathos. The text is quite grim, actually. Long-standing ills, shadows, terrors, bitter fate, unjust fate, warts, wounding, rages, furies, weapons, arms, eternal death. This is a reference to the Roman world that had not yet seen the light of God. For St. Lawrence, Lorenzo, was martyred during the time of the Emperor Valerian, who had sought to execute all church officials. The text continues with, "Depart clouds and lightning, and crowned with serene brightness, shine skies and stars, and all living souls on earth and in the heavens rejoice." We hear American countertenor David Daniels with Europa Galante, Fabio Bandi, director, in a performance of Antonio Vivaldi's Longa Male Ombre Terroris.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
Countertenor David Daniels with Europa Galante, Fabio Bande director, in a recording of Antonio Vivaldi's virtuoso motet, Longamale, Ombre, Terrores. Antonio Vivaldi wrote at least four oratorios. An oratorio is a setting of a sacred text that includes narration, a dramatic exchange between characters, and elements of the hero or heroine's own reflection. There's often a chorus that can serve as the children of Israel, the soldiers, the pagan mob, or whatever group scene is needed to tell the story. The musical tendency is often operatic in nature, and sometimes oratorios, such as with Handel's large-scale dramatic oratorios, are considered as unstaged operas. This is particularly convenient in a place like Rome, when opera was sometimes banned, or in instances when expenses needed to be curbed. Many oratorios are based on Old Testament subjects. A notable exception is Messiah of George Frideric Handel, which is clearly New Testament. Oratorios reached their mature form during the 17th century under Giacomo Carissimi. They were used as a musical means of teaching Bible stories, particularly the heroes and the judges. Vivaldi's Judita Triumphans is the only one of his oratorios to survive. Judita, the story of Judith, was written for the Ospedale della Pietà in Venice in 1716. It consists of an overture, and characteristic of the oratorio, it has two sections. Section 1 contains 23 movements, of which 14 are arias and choruses, and Section 2 has 29 movements, of which 14 are arias and choruses. So there's a symmetry here. The story of Judith comes from the Apocrypha. Judith is a widow. Her land, Judea, has been threatened by General Holofernes, who has been sent by Nebuchadnezzar to exact tribute. As the Judeans are trying to figure out how to defeat the enemy, Judith goes to the enemy camp and charms her way over to the general. She tells Holofernes to wait a bit, because the God of Israel will eventually forsake the Judeans, and then he can destroy them with ease. Holofernes holds a feast in her honor, and he gets terribly drunk. When he passes out, Judith grabs his sword and decapitates him. She sneaks away and presents her trophy to the Judean commander, who then attacks the bewildered enemy and saves the day. There are a few historical problems. First, Nebuchadnezzar was king of Neo-Babylonia, also known as Chaldea, not Assyria. Also, Judith is described as a widow of Betulia, although this town remains completely unknown. Vivaldi's Judith dates from 1716 and was written for the girls of the Ospedale. 1716 was an important year for Venice, and the librettist Giacomo Cassetti certainly knew this. That was the year Venice achieved two decisive victories over the Ottoman Empire, and thus Judith represents the Serene Republic in its defeat of its enemy. The overture, which is adapted from an earlier concerto, evokes a mix of regal splendor as well as a somewhat pastoral affect, with a diversity of instrumental colors and even some keyboard solos. The first chorus is the Assyrian army boasting of its conquests. Holofernes sings a recitative and aria, reminding his soldiers they must have courage. Vivaldi set this role, as he did all principal roles, for the stars among the girls he knew. Their names come down to us. They are Apollonia, who sang Holofernes, Barbara, who was Vagus, Sylvia, who sang the role of Abra, Julia, who sang Osias, and Caterina, who sang the title role. So let's hear the overture, then the general's opening recitative and aria, and then Vagus, the general's aide-de-camp, informing him that Judith requests an audience. The general agrees to this. Note how operatic this music really is, so typical of the late Baroque oratorio, when the emphasis on teaching of a lesson has changed into one of entertainment. This is a recording by the King's Consort and the Choir of the King's Consort, Robert King, director. Holofernes is sung by Susan Bickley. Maria Cristina Kier is Vagus.
Corvella toris. et matrona, et sit armorum marti, ebrea bellona. Betulia vilescunt, hostis miseri et geni, undique luctus, sibus undique clamo. Hic anelat, hic gemit, ine plorat, dolent omnes, nil nisi timor, nil nisi merentium ignaria, desperatio, afflictio inopia, et lacrimorum copia. Veni, femina illustris, pulcra bellatrix hoc luminet pede, videndes feri, et generos accede.
We're listening to Antonio Vivaldi's sole surviving oratorio, Judita Triumphans, performed by the King's Consort and the Choir of the King's Consort, Robert King, director. Next, we hear Judith telling Abra that she takes her strength from heaven, and Abra cheers her on as Judith enters the Assyrian camp.
Thank you. lucite benigni, dulcis bellici honoris, pacis enuncia venio, et non furoris.
We have time for one more selection, and this is Vagus and the chorus of soldiers as they observe Judith. Oh, how bright, how beautiful, how comely you are, our true and only hope of victory. This is a brief but remarkable section. It's in a late 17th century French style, with soloist and repeating chorus set over a chaconne-like bass, but the harmonic progression is decisively Italian with its surprising harmonic turns. We've been listening to the opening of Antonio Vivaldi's oratorio Judita Triumphans, performed by the King's Consort and the choir of the King's Consort, Robert King, director. The soloists were Susan Bickley as Holofernes, Maria Christina Keir as Vagus, Anne Murray as Judith, and Sarah Connolly as Abra. Next time at Well Tempered Baroque, we'll explore Antonio Vivaldi as an opera composer. Thanks for listening today. And if you enjoyed today's program, consider becoming a member of or donor to the Classical Network. Visit us online at wwfm.org. Through our syndication and streaming, Well Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network that is the Classical Network. And we do need your support, so contact us through our website at wwfm.org. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Have a great week.